Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 17. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Nothing too much. What's going on with you?
Doing good.
Doing good? Oh, nothing too much? Okay. Cool. See you.
See you, bye.
Later.
That was our mini.
We just got
we broke
done.
Our record. That was the quickest.
We did. That was good.
Smallest mini.
Yeah.
Speeding on middle ages.
So we just got done doing our first annual Facebook Dead Halloween special. Had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Very fun. So
yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody that tuned in.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So now we have some mini time.
We do. Many times, yes.
And Mr. Sean, why don't you tell the creepies what we're going to talk about in this mini number 17.
We are excited to talk about the subject that Nate has picked.
Yep.
On haunted caves.
I like it.
I like this because we started this discussion way back in episode 4 and 5 that we split up, which was underground civilizations and cities.
Yeah,
right. And we did have some good cave talk, so I'm kind of glad that we're revisiting this because there's a lot of haunted caves out there.
A lot more than I thought.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, all around.
Oh, yeah.
All
over the place.
Yeah. Very, very good choice, Nate. So,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Who's going to start with the first haunted cave?
You know what? If Nate wants to.
I was going to say, yes. I can. There you go. Perfect.
I sure can. That was me.
Did you hear that the one? Gurgle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sean had a gurgle on the last full episode, and now is my turn, I guess.
I'm going to see if I can hold out, but it's probably going to happen since I'm known to do that.
Oh. Uh-oh. Earthquake.
Knocking stuff over. All right. So I have this first one. It's no secret that the Grand Canyon nooks and crannies have long been subject of haunting rumors. Mm-hmm. The fact that someone created a cave hotel in such a place is equal parts awesome and terrifying. While there's evidence these caverns have been discovered by members of the Halapui tribe. I probably butchered that. A decade earlier, the official discovery is credited to Walter Peck in 1927. Obviously, Peck wasn't the first to stumble upon the cave system, as he found the remains of two brothers who fell to the flu. Both brothers, and even Peck himself, are among the ghostly apparitions visitors claim to see at the cave hotel. Another source of paranormal activity in the cavern hotel is former manager Gary Rigsby, who took his life in what's known as the bunkhouse back in the 1970s.
Mm.
Those brave enough to sleep in the hotel suites have reported the distant sound of Native Americans chanting and shadowy figures dancing along the rocks. Others claims include whispering sounds, the elevator doors opening and closing without cause, and the image of a person dangling from the top of the cavern.
Oh, man. That's a good one. That's a good start.
That's a really
never
good
heard
start.
Of that one.
No, I haven't either.
It was pretty wild.
And what was the name of that?
Grand Canyons.
Papapui? Or
the tribe.
You just want to say Papapui.
Halapui? Halapai? I don't know. Jalapeno. Unfortunately, I do not speak Native American Indian.
Yeah, I don't know that name.
We're not going to hold that against you at all, Nate.
And if anybody does listen from Arizona, which I don't think we have so far.
You never know. You never know.
Well, I'm just saying if we do.
Knights Young.
Every time we talk about an area, they come up. So
that's
here
right.
we go.
That's right. No, that was a creepy.
All 50 states.
Yeah, the Grand Canyon. I've been there. Have you guys been there?
No. I've been to the Grand Canyon.
I've flown over
there.
Yeah. We went to, on our honeymoon, stayed in Phoenix. But then we went to the Grand Canyon, went to Sedona, the Red Rock, did a Jeep tour.
Yeah, I'd love to go to Sedona.
Grand Canyon's, I mean, you can't describe
it's huge.
It's
and amazing. When you look at it, it almost
but
looks
I can,
like
I can picture some caves. It'd be awesome to.
It almost looks like a painting.
It does. Yeah. That's what Exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. you got the reds, beiges, grays, blues. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Orange, but yeah.
I don't know if you guys can see my screen, but there's a picture of one of the rooms.
I actually saw that when I was doing that. That is really uh-huh. cool. That's like amazing.
It. Yeah. No, but like just being there, I mean, it's just so monstrous. I can't imagine how many caves they have and little things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh. And the history and, yeah, you got Native Americans and just it's been around a while.
Yeah.
Haunted Grand Canyon. You got one, Sean?
I do. The one that I really point, and I have several too, just like you guys, so we could do this all night long. But the one that really stood out to me was the Bell Witch Cave and the ghost of the Bell Witch Cave.
And I want to do several episode on that, though.
Oh, perfect. Good. Like well, we won't go into this too much. And I'll give a little. So the Bell Witch or the Bell Witch Haunting is a legend from southern United States. I don't know why they always have to say United States. So the grand old USA folklore centered on the 19th century Bell family of Northwest Robertson County, Tennessee. Farmer John Bell Sr. resided with his family along the Red River in an area currently near the town of Adams. According to the legend from 1817 to 1821.
Sorry, nail my microphone. Sorry.
Well, you could be doing worse things over there, right?
Yeah.
His family and the local area came under attack by a mostly invisible entity that was able to speak, affect the physical environment, and shapeshift. Shapeshifters. Ooh. Some accounts record the spirit also to have been clairvoyant and capable of crossing long distances with superhuman speed and or being in more than one place at a time. So that's the witch. And so obviously she was, the Bell Witch Cave is where she'd obviously hang out. So this cave has been associated with the Bell Witch, a period during which the Bell Witch family was allegedly haunted by the Bell Witch. So like I said, we'll go into more detail because there's so many good stories. The cave is located on the property once owned by the family. Many believe that the witch, when the witch departed, she fled to the sanctuary of this cave. In the particular legend in which the cave is featured, young Betsy Bell and some of her friends had gone to explore the cave. While they were there, one of the boys crawled into a hole and became stuck. A voice cried out, "I'll get him out." The boy felt hands grasping his feet, and he was pulled out of the hole. The Bell Witch, still invisible, then gave the young explorers a lecture on reckless cave exploring. So she's feeling a little bit altruistic at that time. Yeah. So, but yeah, there's all kind of sightings of her and it's not somebody I'd want to run into.
It's one of the best, scary stories in legend, history, lore out there that I like. And I think that is Jerry Pauly's, favorite ghost story.
Is it really?
Paranormal story. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. He's a Bell Witch story fan. So I like to go there. I love to check it out. You know, never know. But, yeah. I like that. But yeah, I'd like to do a more in-depth episode on the Bell Witch legend because it's pretty creepy. Did you guys see that movie they made? Donald Sutherland was in it. It was a really good movie.
It
was like American Haunting or something like that, and it was about the Bell Witch.
Oh, was it?
I have not watched it.
Really good.
Is it good?
Really scary. Yeah.
I always liked Darkness Falls, and it's about a witch up in I believe a bell tower or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Is that the one that gets kids? Takes.
I think. I think it's loosely based on like a fairy. The Tooth Fairy.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Because they she takes yeah she her yeah takes them or her yeah whatever yeah. And then yep it's on the Tooth Fairy yeah and then at the very end they're up in that tower
she stays in the shadows.
Yes.
And stuff. Yeah.
This
yeah,
sounds yeah, horrifying. I remember they're under like in a basement type thing and they're trying to get away and they're trying to. With the lights and she's
yeah, oh, and they're yeah. like turning on and off. And they're trying to stay in the light.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm horrified and I don't even want to know.
I have it on DVD.
It sounds good. Yeah,
I think the one about the Bell Witch is like an American Haunting or a Haunting in America, something like. Yeah. Just look up Donald Sutherland. He's the dad. He's Bell. He's whatever the first name is. Yeah, he's the main. Yeah, very good, very good. So
sweet.
And what's funny is back then I didn't know what. The legend was.
Yeah.
I knew nothing about it. And then when I start hearing podcasts, I'm like, oh, hey, I watched a movie about that.
Yeah.
So I didn't know I had really anything to do with
cool.
it. Yeah. I just thought it was just a movie they made and a story they made up. But so, yeah, I've got a bunch of stories here. My first one is it's called the St. Martin Sea Caves in New Brunswick, Canada.
Ooh.
Now, you know, I can't, you know, all the time go without giving little stats. In these caves, the tide rises and falls every 6 hours and 13 minutes. So they're like, you got to time it. You know, you got to kind of be aware of the time.
Get in and get out.
Exactly.
Or you did.
Or you did. That's right. That's right. You might just have to stay in the cave.
As it goes.
And in this area, the village that the cave's in, that's big on tourism. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much their, that's how they get their money. That's how they make their money is on these, you know, so tourism at this place is huge. So it has all kinds of things. It has a spectral phantom ship that is seen from time to time. Visions of strange mists and orbs haunt the caves. This one's cool. They have strange lights that hover over the waters that you can see from if you're out in the water or from the mainland.
That's cool.
Huh. Yeah. Disembodied voices. And then legend has it that a sailor in old-fashioned clothes is said to be drowned in the high tide of the cavern. He possibly comes from that ghost ship that also the phantom ship burned out to sea.
Oh, man.
So they think he escaped the ship, got into the cave for safety, but then didn't get out mm-hmm. because of the tide. So he ended up drowning. So he haunts. That's an apparition that they see. That he just didn't, he got trapped and didn't escape. So,
yeah.
And so they kind of tie those two stories, the burning of the ship and then him escaping, but then coming to his death.
Oh,
didn't
man.
Escape the tide. So
did wow. not make it.
So St. Martin Sea Caves in New Brunswick. So
cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Got a lot of short ones like that.
I've got one that's in Hawaii, and this is one that I kind of stumbled over. And it says, there's a terrifying haunted cave in Hawaii, and it's not for the faint of heart. While the Hawaiian Islands don't experience fall weather like much of the mainland, we can certainly partake in all things Halloween, from candy corn and pumpkin carving to haunted houses. So who knew that Hawaii does that? Oahu is full of haunted places, and today we're featuring one of the scariest. It's called Kainana Cave. Did you hear about that one? This cave has a long...
I had it written down.
Ooh, here we go. I'm stealing. Stealing, no, borrowing.
Fine. That's fine.
No. I'm not bringing it back. This cave has a long history of supernatural tales that are guaranteed to give you the shivers. Make sure you read these tales with the light on, or don't. I don't care. Located on Oahu's leeward coast, north of... Oh, my gosh. Wananao. I'm sure I'm sorry about that, Hawaii. Near where Farrington Highway ends at the Kana Point is... Kananana.
I saw Shanana. I saw Shanana and when I was 8 years old, my first concert, Market Square Arena.
Oh, man. That is not what I'm trying to say. Kananana. Kainana. How about that cave? A truly mysterious sight. You could. Nate normally takes these. You could call. This is what I get for stealing.
Yeah.
You could call this one the scary drives in Hawaii because one of the scary drives in Hawaii because it brings you right to the haunted cave in Hawaii. It is the picture of it is spooky. You probably got it over there. But it is, it's super spooky. It says in this cave, let's see, the cave sits at the base of a cliff outcropping and is approximately 100 feet tall and 450 feet. Deep. The cave is thought to be 150,000 years old and was once underwater, carved out by the crashing waves of the Pacific. The stunning natural aspects to the otherworldly cave are absolutely mind-boggling. It's also known as the Makua Cave. Good Lord. There are many legends that feature this cave. One says that it was in this cave that mankind was born from the womb of the Earth's goddess. That's actually how this cave got its name. Kainana translates to Cave of Cain. Cave of Cain, the god of creation. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It says the cave is so physically impressive, it's not surprising that it received such a name. Its size is imposing, even without the haunted tales that accompany it. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I think it's Kainana or Kainian. I remember listening to a video about it or watching a video and... I can't remember how it's pronounced, so I'm glad you got that one.
It is, yeah, and that, I mean, there's, it goes on to tell about, there's a sinister story about, oh my gosh, see, this is why I don't want to keep going, a shapeshifter, I'm not going to say his name, who could transform himself from a shark into a man. He and his human wife gave birth to a son, Nanawui. When the son discovered his taste for human flesh, like all man-eating sharks, of course, he disguised himself as a human in order to trick his victims. He would drag his victims into the cave and eat them. In ancient times, the Hawaiian people were forbidden from entering the cave, fearful that they would be attacked and eaten by the shark man. When residents later found out about Nanawui's true identity, he was a shark man, they captured and killed him. It also said that priest Kahuna... priests often perform rituals. Hawaii's going to start listening. They're going to be like, we're out. Often perform rituals within the cave's inner chambers, and it is believed that the souls of the deceased chiefs haunt the cave to this day. There are countless accounts of paranormal sightings and unsettling events taking place in this cave, including the alleged disposal of murder victims during the early 1900s. I smell mafia. Mm-hmm. No. This cave is one of the most haunted places in Hawaii, and this title is well earned.
You got to have somewhere to dump the bodies when you're on vacation.
Mm.
Yes. Speaking of the priests, I have a note that says they hear chanting of priests are heard, and a grotesque humanoid covered in scabs with glowing red eyes is sometimes encountered.
Oh, lovely.
Man. That's a good one. Yeah. Hey,
how you
doing?
Isn't he
wow.
lovely?
And then, yes, I had the same notes where they dispose the bodies. They had, yeah.
You got them, mafia
like
style.
Like said. Yeah, that's right.
Sheesh.
Did you say there were shadow figures and sounds of children?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say
place.
Exactly like that. I said it with a lot of Hawaiian words that I couldn't pronounce. But yeah.
Hoa Wanahiti and Wata Shanana and
Watusi. The Watusi.
Oh, the very good, though. That's a creepy place, yeah.
I got the, what is this? Chesile Hurst Caves. They are in the United Kingdom. Are human-made mines that were very well, or may very well be home to many spirits. The first record. Sorry, I'm having trouble reading tonight.
A record.
The first.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's same word. Just depends on how you pronounce it.
I love it, actually.
Where do you
I
put do. The accent?
Yeah.
The syllable.
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 The first record of this cave system dates back to the 1250. So it's been there for a long time. And the 22-mile network is thought to be the work of generations of Druids, Romans, and Saxons. Tour guides highlight
Saxons again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The tour guides highlight the supposed Druid altars and the chilling, but I don't know what that word is. Aprophilial tales?
Sounds right.
I don't know.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, it's definitely a word I've never seen. surrounding the caves involving both ritual sacrifices and cold-blooded slayings. The sound of screams, murmurs, children giggling, and footsteps can be heard echoing through the deep within the labyrinth. It's not just ancient ghosts, either. During the Blitz in World War II, over 5,000 Londoners took refuge in the caves at night.
Oh, wow.
Naturally, modern locals report that those who lost their lives in the caves still haunt the tunnels.
Mm. Now, that is good. I mean, it's bad, but it's good.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
it's like
sad,
you have the horrors of
War.
War.
Yeah, the bombs dropping.
The only
down.
Place that you feel safe is haunted caverns.
Yeah.
And then you got to sleep there and
That's
in the
awful.
Pitch blackness. Oh. Yeah, that'd be definitely creepy.
What was the name of the cave?
Chesile Hurst Caves.
You're just, gotcha. You're just being mean to
me. Yeah.
No, no. Yeah.
Or Chisel.
Abercrombie. And
Chisilhurst.
Gotcha. I've got Develis Cave in Penteli, Greece.
That should be a good one.
So, yeah, hopefully. This one is open to the public 24 hours a day. Mm. So there's no just 8 to 9 stuff. Paranormal activity is said to be plenty in this cave, such as glowing lights, eerie music is often heard, your classic disembodied voices, got your shadow figures, many EVPs are heard captured throughout the cave and in a group of tunnels. And in these tunnels, in a group of these tunnels are I cannot read my writing. is in the back of the cave. One heads to an underground portal that they say leads straight to hell.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Perfect.
Sure. Who wants to go? No. now.
Nate does.
Other stories consist of aliens and UFOs that live at the base of the cave.
And oh, and Nate and I definitely are going to go then.
I thought of you guys.
We're on board.
Nate and Sean. And so these UFOs are said to be seen pretty consistently.
That's awesome.
Throughout the
I like them.
Greece.
I like
these. I think they're just there for the the scenery, beautiful Mediterranean, whatever it's at.
I'm not trying to kiss up, but Greece is one of my favorite countries that I've never been, but I'd love to be anywhere around the Mediterranean. And always thought I've had this affinity to visit Greece. So you're out there, Greece, please invite me.
Give us a shout out. But
not to that cave. No, thanks.
But yeah, and I came across another couple, but that was so far. That's the only one with the UFO alien angle.
I do like that.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense. I mean, if they're, kind of get in and get out and have a little home base there. Yeah. And then the portal to hell was kind of creepy.
But yeah.
I'd say so.
Any place that has a portal to hell is...
Yeah, I think that's kind of
instant creepy.
Yeah, right. The hell? Like, you know what? I don't know if I believe it, but I'm not going to take a chance. It's kind of like the Ouija board.
Portal to hell is almost as great as Highway to Hell.
Oh, and they are said AC. Yeah, the music ACDC.
That's right.
Pump
out of there. Right. Yeah.
Oh,
that's funny. The Hellfire Caves. We might as well. Piggyback off that. Also known as the West. That's not as exciting. The West Wycombe Caves. So let's go with Hellfire. England's Hellfire Caves form a network of chalk and flint caverns extending a quarter of a mile underground. The caves were excavated by Francis Dashwood in the mid-1700s. Dashwood was also the co-founder of the Hellfire Club. Huh, how about that? A secret society, because we love our secret societies, said to have held meetings in these caves. Members were all politically and socially influential throughout the 18th century. The group's reputation is steeped in tales of dark rituals, debauchery, because we got to have some debauchery
down
there.
That's a great word, debauchery.
And devil worship. Nah, I'm not so big on the devil worship. While the Hellfire Club, now they are called the Hellfire, right? Club dissolved by 1766, allegedly. Who knows? They're probably still going around. It's believed that the ghosts of its members still linger. The caves began operating as a tourist attraction back in the 1951, and visitors routinely report strange echoes and mysterious apparitions that appear and disappear in front of them. The reported activity is so frequent that the Travel Channel's Ghost Hunters and Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters have conducted their own paranormal investigation. The caves can be toured by anyone looking to capture evidence of their own. Creepy.
No kidding.
Yeah, those darn secret societies.
Yeah, right. Not them again. They always pop up.
They do. Just like
they ruin everything.
They're darn rams.
Or make it interesting.
Their ram's horns on them and their masks and their costumes. You got another one, Nate?
They came to party.
I have a Robber's Cave. Ooh. It's in Lincoln, Nebraska. Was once known as the Pohuck Bluff. And served as a sacred meeting spot for the Pawnee Indians. The cave system beneath the bluff was where the Pawnee taught many traditional practices such as healing, animal powers, and the medical and magical values of plants and roots. Nowadays, the locals claim to hear the sounds of beating drums and chanting as if the rituals are still being performed by ghosts. There have also been reports of screams and moans coming from the caves. The elaborate cave system was sealed for years, but can now be toured by the public.
Mm. That's cool. These get cooler and cooler. Now, I have one.
Yeah.
The Cave of Sybil Shepherd.
Okay. I haven't heard that name really
the cave. Yeah. I know. No kidding. Sorry out there, Sybil Shepherd. I can't say your name right. The Cave of Sybil. Cultures across the globe have held the belief that various natural formations can be gateways into the underworld. Ooh. Hey. Says, one of the oldest known entrances into hell is in the ancient Greek settlement of Kerna, near what is now Naples. It's known as the Cave of Sybil, and apparently even birds won't fly over it. That's kind of cool. According to legend, the oracle of the ancient priestess, Sybil, guards this gateway and guides travelers on their descent into Hades, or hell.
Ooh.
For a diabolical doorway, Sybil's cave is surprisingly well-reviewed, a well-reviewed tourist destination. People looking to go to Hades.
I guess.
Good luck.
Goodbye. There's always a portal to hell, and somebody will take you there.
No kidding.
My last one, this is a haunted attraction, but it's in a real cave.
Yeah, I read a lot on that one.
Lewisburg, Ohio.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Turda.
Turda.
No. Ohio Cave, the longest haunt in the world, with terrors and 30,000 live bats. It's a lot of bats.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming not baseball bats. An Ohio cave holds the world record for the longest walkthrough horror house, delivering true nightmares below ground. The Lewisburg Haunted Cave has been named one of the best, as the best haunted attractions in the nation, housing ghouls and terrors as well as 30,000 live bats. Located about 30 miles west of Dayton, this haunted attraction is widely touted as the best in the state, if not the nation. This is a walk through the haunt will take you 80 feet below ground. I want to go there.
Yeah, that's neat.
Because, we're talking about in our Halloween special, liking haunted houses and all that. Mm-hmm. Never been in a haunted cave, like, for an attraction. That'd be a totally, because you got your...
Well, it's natural on top of...
Natural, right.
Having people in there trying to scare the bejeebies out of you.
Yeah, and you're 80 feet below, and you've got real bats. That's a kind of good little ambience. And it says the attraction, since it holds the Guinness World Record for the longest walkthrough, 3,563 feet. And its scares are not to be outdone by its length. It was named best haunted attraction in the nation in 2018. And it says, for those interested, it has like a haunted wagon tour and all kinds of other stuff. And it says the tour explains the history of the Lewisburg limestone mine. So then again, we always talk about, you got limestone, all the the natural, the earth that kind of holds that stuff in.
Holds the energies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I thought, well, you know what? We were talking about real cave. But yeah, this is a real cave. So spooky. But I thought, 80 feet down, that's awesome. But that's my last one because Sean, stole one of mine. That's okay. That's all right.
I stole it.
Just kidding. That's okay.
I wanted to end with something real fun because when I thought of caves, besides thinking of the underground civilizations and cities, something that I don't think I've brought up at all, one of the most fun historical figures is Alexander the Great. And I don't know if you guys know that one of his best stories is connected to a cave. So Alexander the Great, which most people know him, he's Alexander III of Macedon, commonly known as Alexander the Great, was king of the ancient Greek kingdom of Macedon, a member of the Argead dynasty. I should be able to say that better. He was born in Pella, a city in ancient Greece, in 356 BC. So I wanted to take us way back. All right, so I just give him a little background there. And so this is interesting because we have talked about this before on the podcast about crows. And crows, they get a bad rap, but they are actually seen as bringers of wisdom and hope and things like that, which that's not how we
and
see
they
them.
They are smart.
They are smart.
Super smart.
They can communicate. They have their...
They remember. You mess with them, they'll remember.
They have funerals. Yeah. They are crow funerals. They say that they actually do mourn, which is kind of interesting. And if a crow brings you something, that is a super, super special gift. I did not know that.
They know how to set traps and fight. And I mean, they're just... very intelligent.
But it's interesting. With Alexander the Great, it says, in Hindu literature and in daily life, the crow is associated with Yama, the god of death. Food offerings are given to crows in funeral rites as symbolic gifts to the departed. It is narrated in the Puranas that once, when the gods were attacked by a demon, Lord Yama assumed the form of a cow and escaped. So Yama conferred the boon of longevity on the crow. So crow wisdom on immortality is the heart of another interesting story about Alexander the Great. Realizing the body is perishable, he sought an elixir that would make him immortal. So I don't know, as he was getting into India, he was looking for a certain yogi. He came across a sage, who had neither attraction to riches nor fear of dying, and to him expressed his desire for immortality. The sage told him about a secret cave with an eternal fountain whose water would free him from death. Alexander reached the cave. The spring water was pure and attractive. As he bent down to drink, he heard a voice from a crow who warned him thus, "Wait, don't drink the water. Long, long ago, I imbibed and have been sad ever since, sitting here for centuries. I am fed up with this life, and I want to die, but death does not approach. Whatever I wanted to know, I have learned, and now nothing remains to be known. Formerly, I had many bird friends, and I was their king. All have died, but I am alive, and so alone. Therefore, O Great One, before drinking this water, ponder if you would like to become miserable and hopeless like me." Hearing that sobering advice, the king renounced the water and returned to his kingdom.
Ooh.
Isn't that funny?
It is funny.
So that's a cool little story.
Sort of like a Fountain of Youth-ish.
It is.
Not necessarily that made you youthful, but it didn't allow you to die.
And who knew that Alexander the Great had such a great cave story, right?
Yeah, I did. I did not know that. I did not know that.
So, I thought it was a fun way to end this anyway.
Cool, yeah. I like this topic, and I want to go these places.
Yeah.
And I'll never do it. But
a spooky thing. Somebody pointed out, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there's a thing that I've seen posted before. And what's he doing over there?
He's relaxing.
He's relaxing.
I think Sam's letting some out of certain glands, right?
It's a demon.
Release it.
If you put the cave system over a map of missing children or missing people, there's a huge correlation with like where they were last seen in the cave systems, and that's kind of weird.
That
and
is
I don't
weird.
Know, I don't know how true that is, but it's always like so. Caves are a little bit freaky, honestly.
Oh,
I mean, they're interesting, they're fascinating, but who knows what's down there and what the heck's going on?
Yeah, so. And they're dark.
They're dark
and all day. I know
say Mammoth Cave was supposed to be haunted.
Yeah, there's something there. Hauntings and stuff there too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Zach said, man versus the unknown, and going into the caves would definitely be the one of the biggest.
I can try
unknowns.
Pulling it up. It's on this list that I have.
When we were driving back home Sunday night, we passed where it said McCormick's Creek. McCormick's Creek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
remember, that's the only cave I've been in.
Wolf Cave.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And
I've been through there.
We went for a school, you know, getaway, whatever, like sixth grade, I think. It was awesome. It was fun. So, yeah. Like to check out the
Mammoth Cave. Let's see. Horror author H.P. Lovecraft's story, The Beast in the Cave, was inspired by this famously creepy Kentucky cave system. Mammoth Cave is as massive as its namesake implies. In fact, it may very well be the largest haunted cave in the United States, with about 400 miles of explored area. Much of the cave's expanse remains unseen. However, evidence suggests prehistoric people began mining the cave as far back as 4,000 years ago and eventually used it to bury their dead.
Hmm.
This went on for 2,000 years before they abruptly abandoned the cave. Whatever caused them to flee remains unknown, but it might have something to do with the plethora of ghost sightings that have occurred over subsequent years. I have trouble with Q words.
no judgment.
After the War of 1812... the caves were sold off to the mine saltpeter. To mine saltpeter, and enslaved people were sent to work and die in the caves. Apparitions of deceased enslaved people are often reported. In 1839, a cave section was converted into a makeshift
tuberculosis.
I'll help you out there.
I don't know why I'm having so much.
You can say TB or
TB. There you go.
Well, I can say it, tuberculosis, but for whatever reason, looking at the word, I can't say it.
No, I'm just saying you can say it because I do it too.
Still zero judgment.
Or you call it consumption. They called it consumption back in the day.
Yeah, it's like I can say it all day, tuberculosis, but if I look at it, I can't say the word. Yeah. Tuberculosis village by a doctor who believed the purity of the cave's air would fight infection and purify patients' lungs. Many perished inside Mammoth, however, and are believed to still haunt to this very day.
Oh, that's spooky. That really is.
I've been there a few times. I've never experienced anything.
No TB
in there,
patients coming in.
But you're in big groups.
Coughing
and,
Yeah. That would be great. I'd love to go there. And I remember Sean or Nate saying that he had his... It's like, I can get us out of here. I got my light.
One watt.
What
was the story?
There's one big like grand room. They have a bunch of benches in there, and you sit down, and they explain some of the history of the of the cave and all this other stuff. And then he says, oh, now I'm going to turn out the lights, and I'm going to show you what one candle watt power is. And he pulls out a Bic lighter and lights it and goes, now I am certified to get you out of this cave with this light.
Oh yeah.
It's like, Maybe yourself.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of us.
There's
huddled together.
Of us.
Let's go. Yeah.
Some of us are not going to have any light.
That was going to be like lemmings, right?
That would make me nervous. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Follow the light. And he goes around the corner and is like, I see no light.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. I mean, once it.
Hold on.
That's what I would want Nate to, like he did Sunday night. I've got one in each pocket. I've got my head.
Oh, yeah.
The strap. You know, that was cool.
Yeah, we went.
Nate was prepared.
Went to the States. Whispers.
He put his hat on backwards. He
had I was ready.
Yeah. Cave or miner's light on.
I had all these lights. His headlamp. And the light that I used the most was my dull red light.
I like that one.
That's funny.
Yeah. That was cool. Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't a red orb? Shoot. I thought that was a red orb.
Nah, disappointing.
And there Sean goes one of grabbing my at it.
I did. I was like,
hey, look, there it is again.
Like a cat.
he was doing the animal shadow figure. Well, there you go.
True story.
What do you think? What do you think, Nate?
I don't know. We got pretty deep in these caves.
Oh!
But, that's a good one. We did.
I think that's a wrap on this one.
I hear you. I'm okay with that. we'll get out of this one, right?
It's a cave wrap.
I got the 1 kilowatt power.
We'll
get out.
Well, thanks, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 17 already. We're getting up to the 20 here.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I know. And I enjoyed it. Great topic,
Nate.
That was
fun.
Well, since they're minis, I'll
good stories.
I'll make us some cupcakes on episode 20.
That's nice. Good. Thanks, Nate.
Little mini cupcakes. We're holding you to it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
No, I won't forget.
No, you don't joke about snacks.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be high quality. Business. They're going to say hostess.
You know what? I'm fine. I don't care. You don't have
soaked
to
in rum.
Yeah. So, yeah. Ooh. Anyway. Yeah. That would be one that we'd put on Facebook.
Oh, Patreon, baby.
Yeah. Patreon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, thanks, guys, for listening. I'm out.
Later.
See ya.